Good morning. I'm Ruben, and I'm delivering the sermon as prepared by Pastor Harold. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 11, the Lord God Himself says, "My word will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it." Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God loves leftovers, taken from Amos 5, verses 6 to 15. Verse 15 says, "Hate evil, love good, and establish justice at the gate. Perhaps the Lord of hosts may be gracious to the remnant of Joseph." On this Thanksgiving Sunday 2015, here's my question for you. Who likes leftovers? First, there are turkey sandwiches. Then comes turkey soup. And then comes turkey casseroles. Leftovers. Who likes leftovers? Some folks don't, but God does. God loves leftovers. Permit me to explain. I'm not talking about extra turkey or food. I'm talking about people. People who are considered leftovers or not worth much in the eyes of others. In today's Old Testament reading from the prophet Amos, chapter 5, verse 15, these kind of folks are called the remnant of Joseph. The Hebrew word for remnant is a term that refers to what is left over after an enemy invasion. A hostile enemy attacks a country, as Israel was attacked many times, and the victorious enemy takes back to their country all the valuables. Such valuables include gold, silver, animals, prized possessions, and even the richest and the best of the conquered people. What is left behind is the unwanted leftovers. Amos calls them the remnant of Joseph, Joseph's leftovers. If you recall from the book of Genesis, Jacob, also called Israel, had 12 sons. In a fit of jealous rage, 10 of these brothers threw brother Joseph into a well, sold him to slave traders, and told father Israel that his son was dead. Since that time, especially in the words of prophets like Amos, Joseph symbolizes oppressed people, cast aside, and thought to be worthless, leftovers. Here in chapter 5, the prophet Amos is really giving it to the political and religious leaders of Israel in his day. These people are treating some of their own countrymen like dirt. They are treating some of the poor in their midst like leftovers. Amos is quite upset. More importantly, God is angry. And as God's spokesman, Amos says in so many words, "God's judgment is coming upon you due to the way you treat the least of these your brethren." Amos chapter 5, verse 6 says, "Seek the Lord that you may live, or he will break forth like a fire, and it will consume with no one to put it out." Why was Amos so upset? What was being done to the poor of the land? Amos 5, verse 11 says, "You impose heavy rent on the poor. You exact a tribute of grain from them, though you have built homes of well-hewn stone." Evidently, the political and religious leaders of the time were living in luxury, in fancy and expensive homes built of very pricey stonework. And it seems they financed these palaces by charging an extremely high rent from their poor countrymen. Not only that, but verse 12 tells us this about the rich leaders. "You distress the righteous. You accept bribes. You turn aside the poor at the gates." These leaders also had the lucrative job of hearing court cases when people had disputes. Courts was held at the gates, the official gathering place of the city. They were dishonest and greedy judges. They took bribes from the rich and stuck it to the poor, kicking them when they were down. These were their own countrymen, their own neighbors. But these were the worthless, the leftovers. And who likes leftovers? We'll soon hear Amos proclaim in no uncertain terms, God likes leftovers. God loves leftovers. What about us today? Who are the leftover people in our lives? How about the person you see almost every time you ride the SkyTrain to or from Vancouver? You know, that person sitting on the ground asking for small change for food or a cup of coffee. That person everyone judges to be a worthless leftover. And if you choose not to give him money, how hard would it really be to leave him with a cup of coffee or a sandwich from the corner coffee shop, along with a sincere, God bless you? How about the person at school or work that no one likes, who is left out of the in crowd? Could you make an effort to be their friend and help them know they are not a leftover? How about that neighbor or that certain family member? You know whom I'm talking about, who's having a hard time or has made some mistakes and feels alienated or just is not valued by others and feels like, you guessed it, like a leftover. Jesus himself has some very clear words to say about such people in Matthew chapter 25. There he tells us that how we treat the least of these people is how we are treating him. He tells us when we love these leftover people, we are loving him. And when we don't love these leftover people, we are not loving him. He said, "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you visited me. But I was hungry, naked, a stranger, sick, and prison, and you did not feed, clothe, care for, visit me. Truly I say to you, whatever you did not do for the least of this, you did not do to me." Oh, the truth is, so often in our lives, we pretend people in need don't exist. We just don't want to be bothered with leftovers. Shame on us. We need to hear Amos' words about Almighty God's anger over such things. Anger described like a consuming fire that no one can put out. May God forgive each of us for treating others like leftovers. The amazing truth that is declared to us on page after page of Holy Scripture is this: God loves leftovers. There are just too many examples to name them all, but here are a few. From Genesis chapter 16, Hagar was the Egyptian maid, the mother of Abraham's son Ishmael, rejected and treated like a leftover by Sarah, Abraham's wife and mother of Isaac. But she was loved and protected by God. From 1 Samuel chapters 1 and 2, Hannah was a barren wife, treated harshly, ridiculed, and made to feel like a leftover by so many, especially those in her own household. But she was loved by God and finally given the gift of a precious and important son, Samuel. In Luke chapter 19, we meet Zacchaeus. He was a despised and hated tax collector, working for the enemy Roman government and likely stealing from his fellow Jewish citizens, and no one would have anything to do with him. Yet, he was loved by Jesus, and Jesus went to his home for a meal and changed his life forever. My friends, who else was left over? Rejected by others. Our Lord Jesus was. Isaiah chapter 53 tells us that Jesus was rejected by men. The gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John tells us Jesus was mocked by the crowd, betrayed by Judas, denied by Peter, forsaken by the other 10 disciples, sentenced to death by a weak-willed Roman governor, crowned by thorns by those who spat upon him, nailed to a cross by soldiers who made fun of him. Our dear Lord Jesus died upon that cross, bearing the sins of the world, paying for your sins and for mine, forsaken by all he loved. If anyone was, according to this world's standards, a leftover, it was Jesus. An unwanted, unloved leftover on that first Good Friday. But you know, don't you? It may have been Friday, but Sunday was coming. On Easter Sunday, his Heavenly Father powerfully demonstrated his love for Jesus. He raised him from death, demonstrating Jesus' victory over sin, death, and the devil. On Easter Sunday, the risen Jesus was no leftover. He was the main course. And this risen and victorious Jesus gently reminds us that you and I are sinners. You and I have not lived as God wants us to live. You and I, according to both the standards of this world and God's standards, are not as wonderful as we like to think we are. We can be considered as leftovers. We are to be humbly thankful and never prideful that God loves us and makes us his own. St. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 26, "For consider your calling, brethren, that there were not many of you wise, mighty, noble, but God has chosen the weak of the world, and by his doing you are in Christ Jesus. So let him who boasts, boast in the Lord." After a hard week or a long day, we still need to go to a refrigerator to prepare supper. And if you have been away for a while and have not been able to do some grocery shopping, both the shelves of the fridge and the cupboards may be bare. It is at this time that we are so very, very happy to open the door of the freezer to discover, ta-da, those blessed leftovers. And the central truth of today's sermon is this: God loves leftovers. He loves those people considered to be not much by others. God loves all sinners. God loves you and me. In the name of Jesus, amen.